Stop 6, El Sequiol, Herrero Maestro Breton Streets. And here we have arrived at El Sequiol, the last stop on our tour. Back in La Pandarola's day, this area lay on the outskirts of Castelló. The tram route continued along the current Maestro Breton Street, following a diagonal route through a network of straight streets, then Almasora Avenue, heading towards the neighbouring town. In the vicinity, where the streets Herrero and Maestro Breton meet, is the sculpture tribute to La Pandarola's steam engine, a work by Felipe Fauvel dating to 2009. If you look south from this very spot, you will see at the end of Herrero Street, near here, the old Escuela Normal de Magisterio, an ex-teacher training college, currently used as Juan Bautista Porcar Secondary School. Until 1947, these grounds housed the old El Sequiol football pitch, where Club Deportivo Castelló played. Its proximity to La Pandarola's route meant that many fans used it to travel to the matches, and while there was no official stop here, the tram would slow down on arrival to this point to allow the Oraluz fans to get on and off while the tram was still in motion. Special tram services were even put on for the busiest matches, attended by fans from Onda, Villa Real, and other towns around La Plana. It is even said that the locomotive's whistle came to be considered a good omen, foretelling a goal for the black and white team. But let's get back to La Pandarola and follow the route beyond the city. As mentioned, the tram route continued on to Almasora alongside the present-day CV18 road. From there, the line crossed the town and continued towards Villa Real before finally heading up to Onda. This original route was extended in 1907 with the inauguration of a new line between Villa Real, Buriana, and El Grau de Buriana. Unlike the first, this section's tracks ran along their own esplanade rather than the public road, hence technically it was no longer considered a tram, but a budget railway. In any case, the new line made it possible to connect the municipality of Buriana and its Grau jetty, of great importance for the citrus trade. Years later, in 1948, and after the inauguration of the port of Buriana, the line was completed with another route from Buriana to its port, although this was in operation for a mere 8 years. As such, La Pandarola came to form a network that connected the entire region, allowing passengers to travel between the different towns as well as transporting goods, mainly oranges from La Plana and Onda tiles, to the ports of Castelló and later Buriana. Despite serving as vital infrastructure for the whole of La Plana and transporting about 1 million passengers per year, a lack of investment, the failure of the electrification project, and the rise of private vehicles made the old steam tramway increasingly obsolete, precipitating its final closure on 31st August 1963. Castelló thus lost a means of transport that, had it been properly updated, might have been the seed of a modern metropolitan tram network. Today, La Pandarola is still alive in the memories of the people of Castelló. It is featured in folk songs, has determined the urban fabric of the city as seen along this tour, and has one of the highest percentages of preserved material of any Spanish railway. In addition to El Grau, there are locomotives in Buriana and Villa Real, where the old station building can also still be found. Why not visit them too? After all, La Pandarola is the heritage of the whole region. Bye for now.